excuse me, Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Mem Vav. Chof Tes Mem Vav. Maybe in the Chumash will be the previous Pasuk as well. V'shachanti b'sof b'nei Yisrael v'yisi lahem l'elokim, v'yadu'u k'ani Hashem elokeihem. Asher hotzesi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim l'shochni v'socham ani Hashem Elokeim. Rambam, l'shochni v'socham almenas l'shkan v'socham l'shon Rashi v'shimosh halamed v'tznai koza einenu nimtza. Meaning, Rashi understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that the condition, the Tanai Kodem Lamaisa, the condition upon which I took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, is that the Shachni B'Sochem, that my Shechina should dwell amongst them. The Ramban says that you don't find Lamed used that way. That's not one of the meanings. You don't find that, that meaning ever expressed by or associated with the Lamed. V'yitachen sheyomar. No, maybe what the pasuk means is v'yedu b'shochni b'socham ki ani Hashem Elokeim asher hotzesi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim ki yedu kevodi v'yaminu shani hotzesi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Maybe what the pasuk means is when I will be shochein, when I will dwell in their midst, so then they will know v'yadu ki ani Hashem Elokeihem. Ramban says that sometimes we find the Lamed as a replacement for the Beis. So if you would have the prepositional Beis, if the Pasuk would say Vayhi David b'chol drachav maskil, so David was a maskil in everything he did. Everything he did was done on such a high madrega. He was a maskil in everything he did. Kivocha to liven Yishai. No, isn't the idiom Habocha be'amo Yisrael be'ava? Asher bocha bonu. That isn't the idiom bechira with the prepositional beis. It is, but that's what the Ramban is proving, that sometimes the lamed can substitute. That is a usage that we know of in Lashon HaKodesh. So vahi David l'chol drachav maskil is the same as bechol drachav. Kivocha ato liven Yishai is the same as kivocha ato biben Yishai. Alashe merisa mespi lime meriva, again, means you rebelled against me in me meriva. Beis. But you see that the lamed can function in place of the beis. So too, maybe that's how we should taich our posuk, as though it were written bishochni b'socham, in which case we would understand what it means. That bishochni, when I am shochem b'socham, then v'yadu, then as a result, they will know. Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avam, Amar, ki lo hotzesi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim, rak ba'avor ki eshkan b'socham, v'zeu tavdunus elokim alohor hazeh, v'yafi pirish. Meaning, often the Ramban's yitachein is that this is nitan lahayomer, but lemaisa there's a better pshat. Right? That's what v'yitachin means. That there's no pushback against this. You could have said this. It's not open to Rashi, to the objection I have against Rashi, that's not a shimush of the lamed. But yitachin, but lemaisa there's a pshat which is more emesik, and that's the Ibn Ezra's pshat. So what is what's the difference between the Ibn Ezra's pshat and Rashi's pshat? So there's a big difference between saying that you're doing something on the condition that, or you're doing something for the exclusive purpose of. If Harat Mekudeshes say Almanasha Titlu Masayim Zuz, that doesn't mean that Harat Mekudeshes is for the purpose that you give me Masayim Zuz. It means on the condition that you give me Masayim Zuz. you want to audit a course. So the professor says you can audit the course on the condition that you don't ask questions, because I'm a shubit to the students who are registered. So it doesn't mean that the purpose of your auditing is not to ask questions. It means that's the condition on which it happens. So that's the difference between Rashi's pshat, which the Ramban is docha, and the Ibn Ezra's pshat, which he accepts, is that according to Rashi, the Lashoch Nibisochem, again, at least as understood by the Ramban, the Lashoch Nibisochem translates on the condition that the Ramban says in Lashon HaKodesh, the Lamed doesn't have that meaning. As opposed to the Ibn Ezra's pshat, that the lamed means for the purpose of. No, so that you have to do. The lamed indicating for the sake of, for the purpose of, that is a common usage of and meaning of the lamed in Lashon HaKodesh. Let's try to continue here. Baruch Hashem. But in Cain, if you learn pshat, like the Ibn Ezra, and the Ramban endorses the Ibn Ezra, yesh be'inyan sod gadol. Kifi pshat hadova hashchina b'Yisrael tzorach adya v'lo tzorach gavoa, meaning on a nigla dikka level shchina b'Yisrael is tzorach adya v'lo tzorach gavoa aval, meaning, but what emerges from this Ibn Ezra is that the pshat is that it's tzorach gavoa, as reflected in the following psukim. Aval hu ki inyan sha'ama akosav Yisrael asher b'cho es pa'or. V'ama Yehoshua ma ta'ase l'shimcha agodol. V'psukim rabin bo'oken iva l'moshav lo po'eshev ki v'siha. The last one is the tricky one to understand why the Ramban is quoting it. V'kosav ho'oret eskwa. So what is tzorach gavoa mean? So this is a perfect illustration of, I think we spoke once, that kuli alma modu, that a person is only supposed to be osek in nistar la'acha shemilei kresa basa v'yinayin, after He's a very, very big Talmud Chochem in Nigla. And we commented that, I don't know if this is one reason or one dividend, but whichever it is that Nigla doesn't tell you what Nistar means, but it tells you what Nistar doesn't mean. Nigla establishes boundaries of what can be true, what can't be true. And there's never a machlokas between Nigla and Nista, as all the Yodei Chen tell us. Before we know what Tzorach Gavoa does mean, what Tzorach Gavoa can't mean, and therefore does not mean, Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. Right, as the Rambam tells us in the beginning, Hilchos Yisrael Yatora, Shekol hanimtzorim tzrichim lo, but v'hu eino tzorich lo lohem v'lo la'achem mehem. And if one would imagine that nothing else existed, is lo yibatel hu l'bitulam. So Tzorach Gavoa doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has needs which are being provided for. There's no such thing, and it's a... just to understand what's at stake when one tries to understand Nista without being anchored in Nigla, it's a kfirah dekha concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has needs. It's a distortion of the concept of Elokus. So what does it mean? So if you take a look in the Nefesh HaChayim, if you can press a couple of buttons and magically come up with the Nefesh HaChayim Shar Aleph Perek Tes. Everyone has a phone. We should send them on the phone or something. Yeah, can you send them on the phone? This is just a trap to find out who has a smartphone, who doesn't have a smartphone, or those, and you all fell for it. Aleph Tess, I'm sorry, Aleph Tess.
The beginning of it?
I'm from V'lech Ora, Akate Lama Hutsuchu. I mean, we could begin earlier, but V'lech Ora, do you see where V'lech Ora, Akate Lama Hutsuchu is? And maybe from there till the end? Everyone has it? Okay, so if you take a look at it, I'll say. The part of the context is that Nefesh HaChaim is talking about the Kruvim, like a Gemara in Bava Basra. And the Gemara in Bava Basra, this is what the Nefesh HaChaim quoted at the beginning of Parak Ches, that's not what you have in front of you, but that's just the context. That there's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, where the Kruvim, the Kruvim that were on top of the Aron, so where did they face? So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, Chadom Apneim Isha Lachiv, they're facing each other. The Chadom Apneim Labayis. No, they're looking out. Ulamanda Amma Apneim Isha Lachiv, the one who says that they're facing each other, that the two Kruvim are facing each other, Haksivu Pneim Labayis. Excuse me. Lamanda Amma Apneim Labayis, Haksivu Pneim Isha Lachiv. The Mitzadeid, it's Dude. Meaning, it's sort of, if you imagine the one Kruv is here and the other is here, so they're not directly looking at each other, but it's somewhat at an angle, somewhat slanted. So the Nefesh HaChaim is explaining what that represents. The L'chor HaKati Lama Hutzuchu L'Hamid Beis HaKruv HaMitzu Dadim. Halo HaKruv HaEchvad Sharamaz Olav Yisbarach Shema. So the two Kruvim represent, Nefesh HaChaim has been explaining, one represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other represents Knesset Yisrael. So Meila, the sort of the angle at which the Kruv representing Knesset Yisrael is, sort of represents that we're not totally focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're also focused on the mundane. So we're hopefully to a large degree focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to some degree, We're focused on the mundane. So that's why we're not facing frontally HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's an angle. But says the Nefesh HaChaim, but look at it, HaKati lo mehutzuchu lehamid beis ha-kruv ha-mitzudadin, halo ha-kruv ha-echad sh'roma z'olav yisbaruch sh'mo, yitzvich lehamido yosha mamash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not distracted. His attention is not divided. Omnam Heinim Kemosha Kasav. Now, this is the entire theme of certainly of Shar Aleph of Nefesh HaChaim. Heinim Kemosha Kasav. Now, Shehischadusa Yizvelch Kaviyachal Olama. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kaviyachal, as it were, connection to all the worlds, Vakolchos Kulam, and all the forces of existence. B'chol sidreim v'hiskashrusim, and all the arrangement of those kochos and the interplay, the interconnection between them. B'chein kol sidrei hanhagosa yizbaruch yitano, and all the ways of governance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's governance over us. Hu kefi shiur hatznua v'hahisorius hamagia aleihem imaseinu lemata. All of that is commensurate, is a direct reflection of what we do. Of what we do. Earlier, the Nefesh HaChaim quoted the Medrash of Hashem Tzil Chal Yad Yiminacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compared to our shadow. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compared to our shadow? Because your shadow does whatever you do, right? If you extend your right arm, so then your shadow extends its right arm. You extend your left arm, so then your shadow will extend its left arm. So that's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Tzilcha is Kemo Sha'ata Hove Imo, the way you are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kachu Hove Imo. You are thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mashgiach on you. Kaviyachal, he's thinking about you. You're Masiach Das, so then Kaviyachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Masiach Das. He's not Mashgiach. Right? All of it is Kefishiyu HaTznuah V'Hasos HaMagi Aleh Mimaseinu L'mata. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Ukefi zeh hashiur mishtal shel v'nimshach gam eleinu l'mata upon himself hakos umuz baruch. So, to the extent to which we're focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is focused on us. To the extent that we're, as it were, joyfully, smilingly being Oved Hashem, so to that extent HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the simcha looking down upon us. Lachain, that's the pshat, says the Nefesh HaChaim, Gam HaKruv Sheromaz Olav Yisbaruch Shemo HaYugam Kein Tzuchel HaMidu Metzudad Mat. The same way we're partially distracted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of our preoccupation with the mundane, so to that degree Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distracted from us in the sense that limits, diminishes the midas hashgacha. Kifi shir hatzidud, again to the exact same angle, whatever the measurement of the angle is of our distraction, as it were, so it's going to be the same measurement of the angle. Kifi shir hatzidud shalakuf shavam zolenu mizatam. Skipping the hagah. V'lachain ve'es kriyas yamsuf. It's a Peledic pasuk. What is Matitzak Eli? It's an Eis Tzora. So Moshe Ben is davening. What is the Kadosh Baruch Hu telling you? Matitzak Eli, Dabel Bnei Yisrael Yisrael. Ritzono Loma, Dibiditru Tal Yonelsa. It's not a Kaviyach Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, they're in the driver's seat, not me. So what do you want from me, Moshe Rabbeinu? Shem Heima Yiyu V'tokef Ha'amun V'abitochen. If they'll have the full strength and conviction of Emunah Bitachon, v'yisu halach v'naso al hayom, and they'll plunge head first straight into the sea, somach libam lo yira, without any trace of fear, me'otzem bitchonam, because of the force of their bitachon, shevadik yitara lifnehem, that it'll split before them. So then, that's what will happen. Then they'll affect whatever needs to be affected in the Olamos HaElyonim, which determines what happens in this world. Sheyasalam anes v'yikar alifnayim. V'zehu v'susosi b'rechvei faru d'misich v'ayosi. Again, the raya in Shir HaShirim is Knesset Yisrael. So I, the Dod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, compare you, my raya, to the horse in the chariots of Paro. So what does that dimyon mean? Rot Saloma. Kemo v'susei Paro, sheyahepach min hago shel olam. Min hago shel olam is sheharochev manhig lasus. The rider is the one who's conducting and dictating to the horse. Ubiparo v'chelo, when they were going into Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle that the opposite happened. Hasus hinhiges rochvo. So the horse was dictating to the Egyptian, to the rider. Kamosha Amir Rebbe Seinazel. Cain, so that's the marshal. Cain dimisik v'himshal defrayosi al zeh ofen mamash. She'af she'ani, I'm described in Parshas Mezos Abucha as rochev arados, rochev shamayim. So really, I'm the one who's on top. and really I should be dictating to you. So in kol zeh habayochol at manhiga osia idei masayach. But I gave you a blank check that you'll determine how I act with you. That kavayochol at manhiga osia idei masayach. That you're directing me through your actions, meaning she'inyan hischavusi kavayochol olamos. To what extent, kavayochol, I am connected to the world, and to what extent, therefore, my shefa bracha comes down into the world and for you, is exactly and precisely hu rakifi inyan ha. Who rakifi inyan his oris ma'asayach lo notem? It's going to depend upon you. Right? It's incredible. So we're in the driver's seat. That's what it means. The susasi berichle faro dimisi hayase. We're in the driver's seat. V'zeh sh'am ha'kosev v'ocheb shamayim be'ezrecha. V'chein ma'ashu amur avlusenu zah ho'avodah tzorach gavah. Right, so the same phrase as our Ramban, correct? So it's clear from the Nefesh HaChayim that what the phrase Tzorach Gavoah means is that Alpim Nigla, so mitzvahs are designed to impact us. The Rambam says, I think it should be the last halacha for this tomorrow. Rov dine haTorah einan ela etzos merachok migadol haEtzah. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as gadol haEtzah. Rov dine haTorah einan ela etzos merachok. It's haTorah. Mitzvahs are designed for either of two purposes. Either to implant correct beliefs, midos and beliefs, or to guide us in proper action. Elsewhere, the Rambam elaborates it further, and there he describes it. It's not a stira, obviously. It's just a question of how much detail you provide. That mitzvahs provide for tikkun haguf, tikkun hamidos, and tikkun hadeos. Deos in not in the sense so much of hilchos deos. Tikkun haguf, that how society should function, that we should be able to tikkun hamidos, to curb our yetzahara, to have the right balance in terms of midos and tikkun hadeos, that we should have correct belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mitzvahs are designed, al pi nigla, mitzvahs are designed for their impact upon us, That's what it means that it's tzorach hedyot. That mitzvahs are designed for the impact upon us. What it means that it's tzorach gavoa, you see from the Nefesh HaChayim, what it means is that the mitzvahs are designed for the impact they have in the olamos ha'alyonim. Hischabusa, rereading here in Shara Aleph Parak Tes. Omnam, it's I don't know if you have the same breakdown of paragraphs, but here in this edition it's a paragraph. Omnam ha'inyan kamosha kasavna. She hischabusa yizbarach kiviyachal laholamos v'akochos kulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to the world. V'chol sidreyam v'hischashusam. How they're arranged. Their interconnectedness. V'chol sidre hanhogos yizbaruch itanu, and how and to what degree HaKadosh Baruch Hu exercises the hashkafa, who kefishiyu, all of that is determined kefishiyu hatznua v'hayasoros hamagir aleim imasenu lamata. What we do registers above, and then in turn affects the hashpa'ah that comes down to us. So that's what it means, it's tzorach gavoa, that the mitzvahs are designed to have this impact above. Right? Elsewhere, the Nefesh HaChayim, earlier, he said in a Haggah, I think it was earlier, he said that maybe that's also a kavana. When it says in Pirkei Avos, Da Mala Mala Mimcha, so the Nigla Dekapshad is that you should know that above you there's an Ayin Roa of Ozen Shamas, L'chol Nasecha V'Seif HaNachav. And Nefesh HaChayim says that maybe there's an additional Kavana, that Da Mala Mala is Mimcha. That what happens above, that's being determined by your actions, your behavior down here. So it's clear that what tzorach gavoa means is that the mitzvahs are designed to have this impact. And that's, again, it's all of Shar Aleph here, the way this correlation and coordination of how the mitzvahs have this impact in the Olamos Elyonim, which again, then in turn, trickles back down to this world. So that's what the notion of Tzorach Gavoa means. Now, a little bit of a question here is as follows. It's quite clear that in the Nefesh HaChayim, that Tzorach Gavoa is something which characterizes all of Torah mitzvahs. And yet, if you look up the Marim Makomos that he gives, when he concludes the last sentence here in Perek Tes, V'chein Masha Omer Rabbeinu Zal Ha'avodah Tzorach Gavoa, Chazal speak of it in terms of korbanos. And let's say specifically, one of the Marim Makomos that Nefesh HaChayim is giving is the Gemara in Yevamah, Stuff Hey. So if you look up the Gemara there, so the Gemara is looking, we have a pasuk to tell us that if the Yevama is an Erva other than Eish HaSach, right? By definition, she's an Eish HaSach. But if she's coincidentally another Erva, two brothers marry two sisters. So then when one brother dies, so then the Yevama is not only an Eish HaSach, but she's also a Chos Ishta. So then there is no Yibam. There is no Yibam if the Yevama is an additional Erva besides being Eish HaSach. But you need a pasuk to tell us that. So apparently, otherwise, we would have assumed that an essay of Yevama Yavo Aleh is Doch Halosa Seishiyesh Bokaris. But why would you have thought that? Where do you find in the Torah that an essay is Doch Halosa Seishiyesh Bokaris? So that's the major sugya of the first parak in Yevamas. So at one point, the Gemara says, well, maybe we should derive that klal from Pesach and Tomid. You might have the Korban Tomid on Shabbos, even though there's an Issa Melacha on Shabbos, which is Mrs. Bezdin, Ziv Mochel Manakaris. You might have the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, even though malacha on Shabbos is more chamal than kares, it's an issur bezdin. So don't you see that an essay is docha losus hashesh b'kares? And I says no, because shiny, you can't extrapolate from Pesach and Tomit shekein tzarech gavoa. That couldn't tell you why the hava mina is that you would have thought that that yibum is docha losus hashesh b'kares, because shiny Pesach and Tomit that's tzarech gavoa. So in Chazal, you see that they're speaking of Tzarech Gavoa B'davka in relation to Korbanos. It's clear in the Nefesh HaChaim. Now, in the Ramban, that's also the context of our Ramban, right? Because the Ramban is talking about the Mishkan, that the purpose of the Korbanos, of the HaKrovos Korbanos and the Mishkan, was the Shachrin Misochem. So the question that we're dealing with is not is not really a question that emerges from the Ramban, but it does emerge from very clearly from the Nefesh HaChaim. And he himself, Guf, is Mitzayin, this, he's Mitzayin the Divrei Chazal. So the commentaries on the Nefesh HaChaim refer to the following Shlo HaKadosh, which is a source for more than one thing in Nefesh HaChaim. And in the Shlo HaKadosh you find as follows. It's in the part of the Shlo HaKadosh which is Beis Hashem Shair HaGadol. So it's exactly the same theme that the Nefesh HaChaim speaks of. V'da b'li, should we send that out also? So it's Beis Hashem. Well, excuse me. It's Toldos Adam is the name of the work under the Shlo. You have Toldos Adam, and under Toldos Adam you have Shaar HaGadol. Further. Whether it's in order or whether it's alphabetically, either way, Shah HaGadol will be much later. If it's in order, it will be right after Beis HaBechira. V'da'abini. It says Shah HaGadol is the section, is the subsection within Toldos Adam. Maybe I'm not giving you the reference correctly.
Oh, that.
There is a choice.
Mm-hmm. With the Ubanai, it says here.
Yeah, exactly. So can you send from there and tell that there's a passage from where it says Meshubash Beksuvim around, I don't know, it's two full columns in the printed edition later. Meshubash Beksuvim? I don't know, it may not be the beginning of the paragraph. Meshubash is spelled Mole. Manishin, Vavavavishin. So around 10 lines, at least to go until Ubib in Drashel Shor B'Shimon Ben Yochai, which is around 20 lines after Meshubash Beksuvim. Ubi Midrash Asher Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai.
Okay,
watch your mail, Rabbi Osai.
Sent out stuff, it should be clear.
It did go already?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, return receipt requested on both sides. You get it?
Yes?
Okay. Udu banai kidava hazesha divarti. So we're
sort of going to skate on the surface here.
Udu banai ki davar hazeh shedibarti shehamatechos mesuras biyado adam.
Right, that's the same idea that we were trying to understand a little bit in the Nefesh HaChaim, right? That we have the keys. Right, because Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the keys, put us in the driver's seat.
Shehamatechos mesuras biyado adam yesh bo sod konvus. Musar, lashon masara, not lashon musar. Musar, in I think my friends are from the Baruch Hu once commented in the piyut from Rav Yosef Tuvelin that we recite in Shabbos Hagadol, the Baal HaTosfos quoted the Seder in Arei Pesachim, that Elokei Ruchos L'Chol Basar, where he has all of the Hilchos Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Halakhs of the Seder. So Elokei Ruchos L'Chol Basar. Chok li'amo mosar v'his hiram v'chsav musar livdol chomet ola abasa. Nachama? Elokei ruchas l'chol basa. Chok v'anakadosh baruch hu elokei ruchas l'chol basa. Chok li'amo mosar gave us a mitzvah v'his hiram v'chsav musar. And he gave us an atzara v'chsav musar in quotation. Let's put that in quotations. Lived our comrades, all our bosses. So what's Ksav Musa? So that doesn't mean Musa Shmuz in Ksav, as opposed to Baal Peh. That's what my father said. No, Ksav Musa means, which was Nimsa, Midor Lador. That's the same usage here in the Shla HaKadosh. Shamatechos Mesuras Biyato Odom, Yesh Basod Komos Musa Lachachmir Emes Haboim Besod Hashem, Hamukubal Ish Mi Biish Ad Mi Moshe Mi Sinai. Ki mamish, biyado adam nesunim hei matechas hachitzonos, matechas apimios. Okay, we're skating on the surface here. Lo liftoch al atzmo levad, yetzei ba'avodas hakadosh she'oved, that what a person does doesn't only affect him, right? Lo liftoch al atzmo levad. It's not just that the matechas are, that a person determines his own destiny, that a person affects himself. Asher olved kiyam ikar ha'avod atzorach gavoa. Right, that same phrase that the Ramban, that our Ramban introduced to us. Kiyam ikar ha'avod atzorach gavoa liyachin Hashem ha'godu b'kolchosa ad ein sof v'zeo ayidei ha'torah v'kiyam mitzvoseha. So to whatever extent we understood in the Nefesh HaChaim, but it's the same idea here, correct? And clearly, here too, Tzorach Gavoah is associated with all mitzvahs, as it is in the Nefesh HaChaim. Now, towards the end of the selection you have, do you see where it says, V'dovo zesha dibarnu ha'avoda Tzorach Gavoah muvua b'mikra kosu v'torah shoni b'neviyah m'shurus b'ksuvim? Right? Do you see that? So now, underneath the Mishulash Biksuvim, V'omar, V'hoer Ponecha al Migdosh, Daniel Omar, V'hoer Ponecha al Migdoshcha Hashomeim Leman Hashem. Klomar b'nei habayis shelo teshev hamalka b'beis hashivcha ki ein kvod hamalka lios michutz mipalatin shelo v'kol shekein b'rishus acher l'fisha beis hamikdash hu kisei l'chavot ha'elyon shehu hashchina shehi hanirmezes b'shem ze ama l'man Hashem. Ki biyos hashchina shochenes b'veis hamikdash v'shora b'yisrael shehem banecha oz hashem hagodom misyachid b'chlodo v'eim habanim ma'ataras l'melach shlomo u ma'atzalas olav ha'or mimokor ki kishahashchina hatachtona shora b'tachtonim gam shchina elyona shora b'elyonim u l'fi sheze Kain, Kayos, Shiros, Hashina, Yisrael, Tzorach Gavoa, Vizer Tam, Havoda Shahoya, Bemikdash, Makom, Hashina, Lahamshicha, Ulahasmida, Betachtonim, Shetikba, Shetikova, Bemikdash, Ubazer, Misyachadim, Hadvam, Hal Yonim. Okay, so obviously 99% of this, 99.99% of this goes over our head. But the point, 0.1%, it's clear that he's talking about Tzorach Gavoa only in terms of Kavanos. Right? You see that in the other side? That whatever all the other, I mean, he threw a lot at us here. But even without understanding it, it's clear that he's talking about Vizet Tam HaAvodah Shoyeh B'Mikdash, because when the Shechina is B'Tachtonim, so then, again, it will have that impact of whatever it means that the Shechina is Elyonim. And that's Tam HaAvodah Shoyeh B'Mikdash. So it's clear here that there's a special aspect of Tzorach Gavoa associated with Kavanos. And the Chavit, that's the Kosov HaShlishi to our question. Again, our question was that the Kosov HaRishon is that in Chazal, so Tzorach Gavoa is being associated in a special way with Avodas HaKavanos. And that's also the context in which we encounter the concept in the Ramban. Me'idachki, so the Kosov HaSheni is that it's clear from the Nefesh HaChayim, and initially, at the beginning of this passage in the Shlach Kodesh, it's clear that Tzorach Gavoa refers to all mitzvahs. For that matter, everything we do, when you look at the whole Shar Aleph of Nefesh HaChayim. So the Kosov HaShlishi is as follows. Again, Tzorach Gavoa means that what we do, Lamata, has an impact Lamala. That's what Tzorach Gavoa means. And that it's designed to make the system of the Olamos Alyonim and how they affect our world work and function. That's what it means, Tzorach Gavoa. So on the one hand, that's true generally of all mitzvahs, which is what the Nefesh HaChaim is talking about, which is what the Shlach Kodesh is talking about initially. But on the other hand, in terms of a Hashras Hashchina, it's true in a special way of Avodas HaKavanos. So within the Tzorach Gavoa, there's a special, as it were, potency, let's call it, to Avodas HaKavanos. And in that sense, there's an aspect, there's a dimension of Tzorach Gavoa by Kavanos which surpasses the Tzorach Gavoa aspect and dimension of all mitzvahs. And that's the Kosov HaShlishi between the Chazal on Tzorach Gavoa and what the Nefesh HaChaim is telling us. Just one last comment before we stop. So we said that the Pshat HaDavar, the Ramban says that Al Pi Nigla, so mitzvahs are Tzorach Hedyot, Hashras HaShchina is Tzorach Hedyot, everything is Tzorach Hedyot, meaning, which means that it's designed for the impact it has upon us. And the Ramban says, but the Sod HaDavar, the Nistadika dimension, is that it's designed for the impact that it has above. The Nigla and Nistar, not only are they not mutually exclusive, but they're two sides of a coin. Or two, I guess maybe two layers is something is a more apt simile. In order for the Tzorach Gavoa to be accomplished, let's say we bring Kavanos the way the Navi Yeshayahu depicts it in Perek Aleph of Yeshayahu. So obviously, the Tzorach Gavoa isn't accomplished. If it doesn't serve the Tzorach Hedyot, it doesn't serve the Tzorach Gavoa either. If it doesn't have the impact upon us, it doesn't have the impact, the positive impact, on the Olamos Alyonim either. So it's not that these are, again, these are two layers. It's not just that they're not mutually exclusive. It's not just that they don't contradict each other. No, but they're hova hatalia. They're very, very much interconnected and intertwined. But it's only through fulfilling the mitzvahs on the level of tzahedyav that the mitzvahs achieve in a positive sense the tzarach gavoah. Okay, we'll stop there.